Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Welcome to Roastcast, like we never left. Number one Bachelor recap podcast hosted by Mel and Rachel, best friend duo. What's going on, AB?
Nothing.
What'd you think of the new season, Clayton?
I'm excited. Yeah. This guy can get talked into doing anything. It gives me Peter vibes. Okay.
I'm so glad. I'm glad you started this way.
The man will do anything. Okay.
Nothing will ever get to if Peter's on the 100 scale in that genre. Clayton could get to like 50, which is still really good. But that's what I was. That's what it was. The second or third scene, I was like, okay, here we go.
Peter vibes. It's not only will he do everything, but he's going to make a bunch of wrong decisions along the way.
I hope so.
Oh,
I hope so.
Loads of wrong decisions, which is gold for us. Yeah.
Gold.
It's gold. It's
truly
gold. So I'm excited. This is great.
This is not tongue in cheek. A lot of what we say is sarcastic. I'm being serious when I tell you that the best leads for our purposes and my personal favorite leads, knucklehead bachelors, guys who
absolutely
screw up at every turn.
You can
That's
second guess every move they make. Yeah. That's what I prefer.
Wrong decision, guys. That's the
wrong
best.
Wrong decision, guys.
That's the
wrong
best. We might
guys.
Be looking at one. I
they
hope
don't
we gotta
come around every season.
No.
Okay? But
they
it's
don't.
The best.
They and, don't. And it's the best.
I'm not 100% that he's that yet, but I'm leaning that way.
He probably lacks a little hornballness that Peter possessed as well that contributed to a lot of his
decision-making. When Peter
was
driving and he had the freaking condom in his, like, stuff like that's probably not going to happen.
I forgot about that.
He had it in his car. It's like, all right, Peter, you fucking scumbag.
That was on Hannah's season, though. That was on Hannah's season. That was his hometown.
Yeah,
we'll count it on his resume.
Yeah.
The other thing with Peter season two is that was the perfect storm of his very recent ex, the Bachelorette, had a public breakup and was available and was like hanging around the dates, which contributed to his poor decision making.
Yes,
unfortunately,
yes.
We don't have that here.
Yes, yes.
Anything else before we get started?
No, good start to the season. Wow. What an episode. Listen to me. When I tell you that I was laughing harder than I've ever laughed at this show at
no,
a portion
come on,
of this,
no way.
I swear to you. I swear to you. When that girl walked out, she goes, no, I can't accept this rose or something like that. And she walks out and he's just sitting there. Season hasn't even started yet.
I know.
I was dying. Tears rolling down my face. Okay, we'll get to that later. But
yeah, we
holy
will.
Holy cow.
Sure will. That was my favorite part. Other than that, it was mostly a regular episode, but that scene gave me a lot of hope.
Yes, exactly.
And the funny thing is, that's probably the scene that the average viewer disliked the most and felt
absolutely
like they could do without. All right, first scene of the episode. Clayton reveals to his mom that he's the bachelor. I have a feeling she knew what was coming, considering there's a camera crew inside the home. It wasn't just his phone. There was a camera
crew.
No,
I don't know why they even had him with the phone. You know, they're not showing up with a camera crew if he...
To,
you know,
to give you the
runner
bad
up
news.
To be the bachelor.
Almost made it.
I didn't get it. I almost made it though.
By the way, I'm skipping every single I just want to.
Oh, previews?
I know you know this, AB, but I'm skipping every single preview known to man on this season, including the in-episode stuff.
I got a text before I watched it to make sure to skip the preview that happened at the first little bit of the show, which I think happened right after this, because it spoiled the season. I don't know what's going on here. I didn't watch it, obviously, but
I don't know who the top two or three that have been revealed are. I don't know who they are. Unfortunately, I think at least one of them is one or both or all of them are. So that does. I haven't watched the preview. I don't know for certain.
Okay.
But that's what I know. That's the honest truth of what I know.
Okay.
Anything else on this segment? Guys from Missouri just wants to find love.
No. That's all this
is. Kind of the whole background. Jesse Palmer. I'd like to talk a little bit about Jesse Palmer.
I would too.
He's the new host. What did you think of the job he did?
Throughout the whole episode?
Sure.
I thought he looked polished. He looked good. I thought he looked fine.
The TV host can read the lines?
TV host, he's done this for years. There's no issues.
Not that difficult to hold up. You just say what everyone says and get out of there.
Yeah, I thought he did good. It's going to work just fine.
He was The Bachelor a long time ago, and despite that scarring and failed experience, he's now happily married.
Yeah, I would have. He does a little introduction there. I would have preferred more, honestly. Give me, I don't know.
Give me a highlight clip of his time on The Bachelor.
Tell me, like, when you start a new class, I need you to everyone say something about yourself that's interesting. Three truths and a lie or something like that. I need something more from him.
Or when a mid-tier WWE legend comes back for a segment.
A little clip show.
I might not know who that person,
exactly.
I don't know everything about Teddy, whatever his name was. You know, you got to give me a clip and explain to me who he is.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Jesse's season. I know Jesse Palmer. He's on ESPN and ABC and all that, but Jesse introduces Clayton as one of the most sincere men that's ever been on this show. Incredible sincerity.
I don't know how you make that claim when this is your first season.
Well, and Ben Higgins would like a word in terms of sincerity.
Clayton acknowledged that it was weird, basically that it was weird that he's the Bachelor because he was only he made a little joke about it. I found that good, so they're leaning into it a little bit.
He said the reason he's the Bachelor, even though he was only barely on the season, was that he believes in the process more than anyone else, and because he's willing to say and do what they want him to. He left that part out, but it was implied. Of course, he has no reason to believe in the process whatsoever. No one should, but particularly him, who didn't even make it out of a one-on-one date. He's 0-for-1 on date roses. Why would he believe in this process of all the processes? More background. From the outskirts of St. Louis, played football at Mizzou, little in the NFL. He really just
didn't know what the NFL.
Cup of coffee in the big time. Really didn't know what love was until he met Michelle. Thought she could be the one. And then they played basically his entire appearance on Michelle's season, all 8 minutes, as it were.
And the people were going absolutely bananas for him in Eureka.
In the streets of Missouri. Eureka.
They're going nuts. Like it's the Beatles showing up or something.
He was just driving around in, SUV, hey. Anything else on this? He wants kids so bad he can't even handle it. And then they played the part where the kids wrote him that note. The kids wrote him that note.
In quotes.
You'll find love one day, Clayton, I'm sure. Anything else on that?
No. I found this good. I didn't know he's from a small town. I didn't. I'm cool with this. I liked it. Right.
Contestant intros. These were quicker than normal. That's based on not research. It just felt quicker than normal, and I think it's because we had to do the next segment. That next segment, which we loved, degraded the rest of the episode. It took time away from everything else. Had to be done. Shanae, 29,
had to be done.
From Sycamore, Ohio. One stoplight town.
Another small town.
Clayton's tall and hot. Does that mean anything to you? Is that...
Small town to small town. Maybe. I don't know.
Why not?
Maybe.
We got to grasp at straws. Day one. She's competitive and does cartwheels. Anything else?
No.
Gabby, 30, from Denver. Tight end joke. Keeps it light. Clayton's goofy, too. She was an NFL cheerleader. Clayton was in the NFL. Don't know if you knew that, AB. And now she's an ICU nurse. and wants to touch him because he's muscly.
Hasn't had, that's a theme of the show. Is a lot of the ladies just want to touch their muscles.
It really was.
And to be fair, that's fair.
Rachel, 25, from Claremont, Florida. She's a flight instructor and student at Ohio University. 6 years in flight school, AB.
Why are you saying it like that? You think it
can't
should
just
be less?
Stroll up there being a
you
pilot.
Think it's going to be less? Of course,
no,
it's 6 years.
No, I'm telling you. I'm saying the known pilot hater. Anybody can fly it. You got to go for years.
Oh, yeah, I said that about Peter, didn't I? Well, yeah.
Well, Peter didn't give off the vibe that you had to go to school for 6 years.
She didn't say how tough those 6 years were. Rims.
No, and if it was a full load, we don't know if it was a full schedule load.
It could have just been a half load. Who knows what the load was there.
Clayton has nice teeth. That's what I got from Rachel.
And a lot of flight puns are coming from her. She started with some
flight
puns.
Did she say that?
Had a flight pun to start with, a couple of them. So I assume that'll be her thing.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch a season of the show without puns. Painful puns.
I'm just saying, I could become a pilot if I wanted
I know
to, Rim. That's all I'm telling you.
You can do anything you set your mind to. That's just sincerity. You want to talk sincerity? Daria, 24. Yale student at... Law student at Yale. How about that?
Mm.
The second Daria
Impressive.
Ever. And the first human Daria. Yes.
Okay.
To my knowledge, there are no other Darias.
I have a note about Daria. I wanted to know if you like Daria, the
I
show.
Love Daria. I loved Daria.
You love Daria. Yes. That seems like your type of show. It's one of those shows that it's like, if you watch it and other people don't, you're like, you just don't get Daria. That's the type of show Daria
oh, please.
Is.
It was on
That's
when you're 9
Daria.
Years old. No.
That's Daria. You don't get the humor. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't like Daria.
You got to understand, AB. There's no like or dislike Daria. We were too young to be it was Bad Boy that I was watching Daria. That's why I liked it. It was MTV, dude. Okay. Wasn't supposed to be watching. I was too young. So that's why I like Daria.
The second Daria known to man, period. The first human.
First human
You're
Daria.
Right.
The first human Daria.
You're right.
Her whole life has been in the library, spent around leather-bound books, it appears. Rich mahogany. Anything else on Daria?
Nope.
Susie, 28, Virginia Beach, wedding videographer and apparent jujitsu enthusiast. Miss USA, also worked in Japan for a while. Hoping to be yin to his yang. Susie.
There's a lot of stuff
lot
going
of
on here.
Stuff going
a lot
on.
Of stuff. A videographer, which I fuck with. Lived in Japan. Jujitsu. Miss USA. A lot of things going on there.
No disrespect. Boil it. I got to have one takeaway. I can't have four takeaways.
We talk about people
second.
Being
Boil
put into
down.
A box, but this
Please
is what happens when you don't put
in
people in boxes. They go, it's all over the place. What am I going to learn about all these different things you do? No.
Don't have room for it, Susie.
Instead, I know nothing about you. I don't remember you anymore.
All 30 people can't have four things?
No.
That's too many things
That's
for me to
too
remember.
Many things. There's 30 people.
Elizabeth, 32, from Denver, real estate. Fake. That call with a client was fake.
I was going to know.
Oh,
I love
the property?
I love those fake calls.
The best was, it might have been Josiah or somebody on Rachel's season.
Sell.
Who was on, they had a fake courtroom scene in like a fast casual restaurant. That was the all-time best.
Love the fake scenes.
Teddy, 25, a nurse from Highland, California. Similar to Elizabeth, I believe. You heard this a lot, too. Everything in my life is just perfect as a Pinterest board. I'm missing that one thing. And it's a hunk of a man willing to get on one knee 6 weeks from now.
Period.
Clayton, I'm missing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Teddy, also a virgin, FYI, wants to wait until she's in love. They generally don't tout that kind of information unless it comes into play down the line.
Well, it sounds like maybe she was a virgin in terms of wanting to wait until marriage and has since softened on that, is what she kind of made it seem like.
Sally, 26, from Greenville, South Carolina, / Charlottesville, Virginia. This was pointed out by a
What's
couple people.
What's going on there?
Those places aren't close together.
No.
So maybe a
just
mistake
sloppy.
On them.
Just
sloppy.
Probably
anything.
Just sloppiness, yeah.
Previously engaged is
love
her occupation.
That occupation. Right off the bat, I love that.
Clayton, great guy. Her wedding was all planned. They didn't go through with it. Sad music. The wedding was supposed to happen on the weekend they're filming this. What are the odds?
They have her on a clip, like next to, you know, the breakup rocks. Except
Oh,
it was like a cliff. They had a little scene of her standing there with the waves crashing.
We joke about it on Paradise, but truly, if someone is talking about a failed engagement in their contestant intro, a failed engagement, a recent breakup of a long-term boyfriend or girlfriend, anything along those lines, they are by a body of water.
Absolutely.
On an overcast day with rocks.
Rocks are going to be there, period.
They're not in the meadow. They're not walking along Mm-mm. the trail. Mm-mm. They're by a body of water.
Yes.
Anything else on the backgrounds?
No, I don't think so. Nope.
Quickly, the contestants doing their makeup, talking about how excited they are to meet Clayton. The most sincere bachelor ever. They've had it with insincere leads. But wait, AB, Susie is having, or Sally.
Sally.
Sally, having second thoughts. This was supposed to be her wedding day. But Jesus. Man, it's too difficult to be here.
Sally killing the vibe right off the bat. Yeah. I was nervous about this. I had no idea where this was headed, but I was nervous that she was going to kill the vibe of the first episode.
So I tuned in a little late. So I tuned in right here. And I didn't know what was happening.
No clue what the fuck was going on.
I was like, what? Did somebody break it? Did I miss an extra hour? Yeah. Where are we in the timeline? That someone's like, I'm thinking about leaving.
3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah. Did I miss a whole episode? So she's got to go talk to Clayton at his hotel suite. Tell him I'm going home because I was supposed to get married today.
I need to talk to Clayton. I said, what? I'm going to read my notes a lot here. I said, LMAO, what?
Why?
Why?
Just fucking leave. Why? No one would know. No one would notice.
Nobody knows. You haven't
They'd
met
be like
him.
Home Alone. They'd be reading attendance on day four. Like, wait a second. Did Sally leave?
Where the hell's Sally?
Yeah. Before we get into the interaction, AB, I want to express some deep disappointment in the fact that the leads apparently don't get private homes anymore. What is Clayton doing in a hotel room?
Well, this might have been some sort of quarantine hotel.
I hope so.
Because this obviously wasn't the mansion. Do they stay in the mansion still? What's
never.
Going on with the mansion?
No, they've never stayed in the mansion.
So what's the point of the mansion?
To house all the other people.
I thought there were clips. Previously, I feel like they used to because they'd be bunking together there.
The lead?
Remember when someone fell off? Not the lead. I'm talking about the other people.
I'm talking about the lead.
Okay, but they weren't at the mansion for this. I think this was just a quarantine.
They dropped her off here, or maybe I think this was a pre. You don't go to the mansion before the limo entrances. That's when you.
No, of course not. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying the lead, Jason Mesnick, got to stay in like Iron Man's house. He had a whole mansion on sprawling estate. And even Matt had that separate house in Pennsylvania. And we got Clayton in a bedroom.
I'm saying this maybe was just part of a quarantine before he gets to go to his real accommodations.
Talk about killing the bachelor.
Or they knew they didn't have to do anything to accommodate the man.
Whoa, got a fridge in here?
This is amazing. Small town Clayton was just happy to be in a hotel room.
Can change AC? So Sally visits Clayton's hotel room. Does this window open?
All right, talking about a guy who played in the NFL. Yeah, way more hotels than us. We're treating him like
guys, hotel connoisseur. All right, Sally shows up and he opens the door and he goes, hey, he doesn't know who she is. She didn't know who he is. She introduces himself, gives him a hug.
She says, can I give you a hug? No, I don't know who you are. Yeah, introduce yourself first. I have no clue who you are. No, you cannot.
I don't think she planned on giving him a hug. He opened the door and she was in awe of his size and was like, can I wrap my arms around you, please? So Sally tells Clayton about this tragic backstory of her not getting married today. Like she originally planned.
I don't know you. Lady, I do not know you. I don't know who the fuck you are. Why would this story matter to me?
I have a theory about this. I actually believe it to be true. I have a conspiracy about
this. I'm crying laughing
this.
Just thinking of the scene.
She wants to leave. First, she's got to touch her shoulders.
Just go.
She's really struggling with this, AB. Unfortunately, Clayton doesn't know who she is.
Man.
Can't comfort her in any way because
he
already forgot her name. She's crying. They're holding hands. I thought maybe Sally should not have run down the different parts of her wedding that were scheduled, you know,
yeah,
we were supposed to be doing. That to me says, it seems like you got some stuff to figure out.
Like,
I don't think you should stay if you're fantasizing about walking down the aisle with someone else.
To me, it does not seem like you're over your ex.
I don't think you're ready for this.
I don't think you're ready for this type of thing.
I understand the predicament you're in. I agree. You should leave. This is not going to go well. Instead of that, Clayton says, I like the cut of your jib. I like what I see here. Let me grab a rose. What did you think when he went and got this rose, AB?
I wrote here, this man better not be going to get a rose right now.
And he did.
And he did. He got the rose.
Connections are connections. She says, I gotta, let me think about this. She goes and calls somebody. She has her phone, which was a point of consternation. She gets a phone. Theory coming. She's on the phone with, I don't know, her mom, let's say. She says, well, shit, I was going to leave, but The Bachelor, she calls him The Bachelor,
yeah,
offered me a rose already. That's big time stuff. She's going on and on about how, you know, torn she is. My opinion, you know, or get off the pot on this. You came all the way here. You bought a gown, at least one gown, which you can only wear tonight in this scenario. You can't stick it out another day or two, see how it goes.
You'd got a rose.
You have a rose on the table. You came all the way here. I'd have taken the rose if I'm Sally. But she declined
me.
Had that been me, I'm taking the rose.
Taking that rose. Absolutely. I think her taking the rose would have been TV gold, too.
By far the best case scenario.
Can you imagine someone getting in the limo with a rose on their, like, holding the rose? It's like, I already got this.
They should have said, here's $10,000. You got to take this rose in cash.
Part of me wanted to go into this season not even thinking about what the producers are trying to do or what the outside. But I'd like
this happens.
To get your thoughts on what you think this was. Because immediately I think, well, this was all producer driven, but if this was producer driven, I would think they'd want her to stay.
That's true.
That would cause the most drama in the house. Right now, it's just a funny thing that happened, but it didn't really cause any problems for anybody. But if they had her show up with the rose on night one, or already be sitting in there with the rose, don't even have to do the limos or whatever, that's something. So I don't know what was going on.
It would
here.
Have been the most insane rose ever given out, including
easily
Peter and Ayana, if that was her name, if I recall.
When Peter gave that group date rose to someone that wasn't on the group date.
Sent someone home and then gave them the group date rose the next day when she crashed the group date in a different city. This would have been a more insane rose if she accepted.
Much more insane.
Here's my theory on that, and it has to do with the next segment. Clayton and Jesse are in front of the mansion. They briefly talk about Sally. Jesse mentions, you're going to meet 30 women tonight. Sally, when she introduced herself to Clayton, said, I'm one of the 30, I'm supposed to be one of the 30 women, or I'm one of the 30 women. Sally went home.
Mm-hmm.
After Sally left, there were indeed 30 women.
There were still 30?
So was Sally ever supposed to be on the show at all?
You think they brought her there specifically to leave?
She was always an alternate. And they gave her a little screen time to give Clayton a practice run because he stinks at these kind of interactions. So part of me wonders if they told Clayton, hey, this is a fake interaction. You're about to have a little practice run. Someone's going to come by with a reason for wanting to leave. We want you to practice talking to them and offering them a rose, just a little prep for later in the season. Because this is a later in the season situation.
That's as interesting.
She said, I'm one of the 30. Jesse said, you got 30 here. There were 30 here. She's not one of them. I don't think the show was ever going to start with 31. So then she's on the phone like, hey, I know I was supposed to be home tonight. That's what I like agreed to do. But now the friggin' Bachelor gave me a rose.
I'm
now
about
I don't
to just
know
take
what to
this
do.
Rose.
I don't have any clothes.
I'm about to just take this rose.
That's what I think. I legitimately think that. Maybe I'm crazy, but I think that might have happened.
That's interesting.
Do you have any other theories as to what that was? Other than funny.
Real. Just real.
Okay. That's probably the,
I think it was
probably
real.
The correct one. Anything before the limo entrances, AB?
No, the first good comment by Clayton. The first rose I gave out of, as a bachelor was rejected. Very funny scene. Loved it when she left.
The first ever pre-limo entrance breakup, tearful breakup.
This man got rejected in his own hotel room as the bachelor, giving out a rose before the, I mean.
It's great. You came.
The honor to get that first rose before he's even talked to anyone else. Like that is, if she accepts that, the risk that he's making offering you that rose, crazy. And she rejected it.
I'm telling you, because she was never supposed to be there. Oh, I have a joke here about Clayton and Jesse looking at each other like the Spider-Man meme. Just big, hulking football guys.
They look very similar to me. Stuff. I noted at one point, I don't know where it was, that they look like brothers.
Limo entrance is Sarah, 23 years old, New York City, wealth management advisor. She went to Clemson, a real football school. Clemson and Mizzou share, what are they called, mascots?
Mm-hmm.
So she brought him a tiger token, even though, you know, they're not the same tigers and it's not really a reminder of home at all. So I was a little puzzled by that, but to each their own. What'd you make of this, AB?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Nothing. A lot. Listen.
Pretty good.
Call a spade a spade. The first half of these entrances were boilerplate, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, not a lot.
Lindsay W., 28 years old, Houston. Clayton's so tall, she's got her looking north.
Cheesy joke. Bad delivery.
Genevieve, 26. Bartender from Los Angeles. Ready to have some fun. Excited.
I wrote here, Journey. I think I like Genevieve's energy. I don't know why.
Okay.
All right. Just, I got some energy there from her.
All right.
Okay.
I have power rankings. Genevieve's on him. Genevieve's on him.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Okay.
NC, 28, sales manager from Burbank, half Persian, half Korean.
Okay. Right here is where I'd like to comment on Clayton. I like when people give their ethnicity and then they're like, yeah, I like that.
It's
like, what the fuck are you talking about?
All right. That's
he
my
goes,
shit.
He goes, yeah. Clayton goes, yeah, I like that shit. Love that. Love it. She goes, I'm half Persian, half Korean. He goes, yeah, I love it.
All right.
Hell yeah. Clayton, baby.
NC's hoping to be friends and then hook up and then fall in love later.
Mm-hmm.
And she does she says that in Korean, I believe. Yeah. Susie, 28, wedding videographer from Virginia Beach. Firm handshake with the electric buzzer.
Shocker in the hand.
You're out, Susie, as far as I'm concerned.
Me too.
Beat it.
Me too.
We're not doing whoopee cushions and that kind of thing.
I wrote
Get
here.
Get out of here.
If it gives me too much of a shock, I'm sending you home on the spot. I don't fuck with electricity.
Oh, no.
No, thank you. No shock. No type
of
buzz.
I don't do fucking gags, Susie.
No.
I'm serious about this.
Get out.
Claire, 28, spray tanner from Virginia, also from Virginia Beach. Virginia Beach is becoming the new kind of Dallas where everybody,
yeah,
Austin. A third of people who comes from the show.
Yeah, Dallas and Austin. Mm-hmm.
Claire pretends that she had a bunch of stuff planned, but just winged it and promises to tell him what she was going to say inside, which is what she always had planned in the first place. Don't fall for it, folks.
Nothing.
Serene, 26, teacher from Oklahoma City. She was nervous. See you inside. Pretty dress. I like a turquoise. Anything on Serene?
Clayton, another funny thing he does, when it's a little bit of a unique name, he'll say it.
Ooh.
He'll be like, ooh, Serene? And he's got a question mark at the end of oh, Serene? He's got a little higher pitch and it's like it's a question.
Teddy, 24, nurse from Highland, California. Keep an eye on Teddy, I wrote here before anything else happened.
Wow.
She's got a little way about her. And the music changed a bit when she was on.
She said, I heard you were a big teddy bear. Hopefully soon I'll be your teddy bear. Just to remind her name is Teddy. That's good.
You're not forgetting that. Clayton's forgetting, you know, Susie.
Claire, no, the Susie one that the said she had house. Something but doesn't have anything. He's not going to remember that. Yeah.
Teddy bear.
Teddy bear.
Cuddly.
Mm-hmm.
Comforting. Rapid fire. Tessa, 26, HR specialist from Stamford, Connecticut, which is asset backwards.
Never thought of that.
I didn't either. I had to pause it and be like,
wait a damn second.
ESSA.
I liked it.
Lindsay D, neonatal nurse from Jacksonville. Daria, she's got a rose necklace because various rose tie-ins, including her last name. Clayton stops inside at this point and makes a big deal as if no one's ever done this before. This is standard operating procedure, Clayton. Everyone does this.
And nobody cares.
No. And then with Jesse, Clayton says, it keeps getting crazier and crazier. Zero notable
Nothing
things have happened so far.
Happened.
Nothing.
Nothing. Most of them,
what they want him to say.
Most of them just said, I can't wait to experience this journey with you, and then went inside. That's it.
That's it.
Nothing notable.
It's getting wacky out there, Jesse. Kate, 32, real estate agent from Lake Hollywood, California. This was nips. Did you know that these things were called nips?
Fuck no.
Me neither.
I didn't. Those are shooters where I'm from.
Yeah.
Nips are cool, though. I'll be using nips going forward. Yeah, I'd never heard of that before. Nips.
She says, hold my nips. Takes out a couple of bottles of Jack Daniels, presumably. Mm-hmm. A little swig of whiskey. You probably need, the guy could probably use
Clayton
that.
Clayton can throw down on some whiskey.
No question. Sierra.
I like that by Kate, by the way. Liked it.
Of course. Sierra, recruiting coordinator from Dallas. You're back from the future. I win. You want to just get out of here. You know.
I would have done some... She should have had something to tie the, you know, either show up in the Back to the Future car or something to tie that all together.
Bring something from this purported, I don't believe time travel, frankly, but yes, bring something from
the
future.
Or be wearing some sort of time travel hat or something. The big fucking...
A time travel hat. Yeah,
yes, yes. Something.
Melina, personal trainer from Hollywood, moon shoes.
Moon shoes are fun.
I don't like how small and sleek the moon shoes are these days. When I were kids, moon shoes were these big old, they're like snowshoe size, big old oval things, and you bounce up, and these are too sleek.
Just advancements in technology. It's nothing to see there.
Haley, 26, pediatric nurse from Orlando, jar of pickles. Like Craig T. Nelson in True Beverly Hills. When she goes over, she's like, can't open this jar. And Craig T. Nelson. No, that's like a man.
Clayton would beat the piss out of Craig T. Nelson.
Yeah, but that's just better nutrition. It's comparing like, athletes from different eras. Craig T. Nelson is still a coach. Don't forget that.
You're lucky Clayton didn't shatter that pickle jar. It's so small in his hands.
He was more concerned about crushing it in his hands than he was about not being able to open it. Jill, 26, from Scituate, Rhode Island. Architectural historian.
I didn't like this.
I'm interested in.
I didn't like this thing, though.
No.
Ashes of the ex-boyfriend. She's holding an urn. Are you insinuating that you're a serial killer of your ex-boyfriend?
Yeah, what happened to him?
What happened? Why do you have their ashes?
I didn't mind it because it was different.
I didn't like it.
I would have preferred, if you're going to come with ashes, do something kind of Kane Undertaker style. Instead, she just was like, these are his ashes. And Clayton kind of bought it for a second. Marlena, 30, former Olympian, also from Virginia Beach. 15-yard penalty for being so fine, AB.
That's good. I like that.
Football, throw the flag.
Throw the flag. She threw a flag on the field. Mm-hmm.
Jane, social media director from Los Angeles and a 33-year-old cougar. Came up in a vintage car. How did you perceive the 33, when she described herself to Clayton as a cougar, how did you perceive the dinging of the 33 on her nameplate?
I thought they were saying this is absurd that she's calling herself
Agreed.
A cougar at 33. There's a what are you
it's
talking
absurd.
About? What do you?
I totally agree.
What? How old is Clayton?
28, 29, maybe.
What are we
26?
Talking about here?
Nothing. That's what I took it as. Ding, ding, ding. It's
what?
You know,
what else? What
how
else?
Silly is that? I think some people perceived it as like, can you believe how old she is on this show? Which I don't think is the case at all. There's a bunch of 30-something-year-old people on this
I'm
season.
I'm looking at the ages right here. You got a 32, a 30, a 33. Nice. That's the oldest. There's another 32, 31, 30, 32. There's like five 32-year-olds. This is really not... I don't understand.
Having said that, Jane's old ass got the boot. See you later. next, we got a little promo tie-in for the Senior Bachelor. 63-year-old
Holly. I mean, you said shouldn't get off the pot earlier. What's going on?
That's what I'm saying.
What? you've been teasing us with this for 3 or 4 years.
I'll believe this when I see it.
I don't think that's ever happening. So quit with the commercials saying, do you want to date the senior bachelor? It's like, that shit's never happening.
Well, I'll put it this way. The reality is, that's a tough thing to film during the pandemic.
Well, obviously, in COVID, but, you don't want to have a bunch of high-risk people in a house together and have
cram them all together. You don't want that.
You don't want that. That's not something you want on your conscience.
Just, but you're right. Just quit it with the
quit
promo
teasing
and tell
us with
it's
it.
Real. Tell it's really going to happen.
Yeah.
So Holly introduces Rachel, with whom she has no relationship.
Yeah,
I thought maybe this is her mom.
I thought it was her mom.
Who is it? Anyway, Holly's a flight instructor from Florida. She's excited to get to know Clayton.
No, Rachel.
Anything else on Holly? Rachel, sorry.
Holly introduced Rachel, the flight instructor.
No.
Yes.
And this didn't hit for you?
No, I thought it was her mom, and when it wasn't, and it was just
a
random person,
like
it did not. Yeah, you could beat it.
Ivana, 31, bar mitzvah dancer from Queens.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. We'll never know. I will say that this was my favorite entrance of the night.
I like this too.
I liked it a lot.
This was a great move. In fact, it might be so good that if I ever went on this show, I would use it.
Well, let's hope.
It's guaranteed.
You don't ever go on this show. But
it's guaranteed for them to talk to you.
This is ultimate mystery. In fact, Mystery himself probably saw them and was like, wow, that's
that
good
shit. That shit was mysterious.
That's Mystery, boy. She strolled up, blew a kiss, and walked away.
Not a word.
Wow. Ivana. Of course, she said not a word all night in the rest of the episode.
Yes, unfortunately.
I never will. But I liked the
entrance. Did she go home? Is that what you're saying?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
So
he didn't talk to her.
He didn't even talk. Okay, so it didn't work. Never mind. I will not be using that.
Kira, 32-year-old physician from Philadelphia, in like a Halloween doctor's outfit.
this was a costume.
A bikini underneath.
This was a costume.
Marilyn Marinara, 32-year-old entrepreneur from New Jersey. A little spicy and a little saucy.
Marinara isn't spicy. Sorry.
Marinara is not at all spicy.
You lost me there.
And it's actually 100% saucy. It's a sauce.
It's
so it's not
sauce.
A little saucy. It's sauce.
It's saucy.
Was Marinette the one
wrong.
Who made the sauce later?
You know what? Maybe she was. That's good tie-in if she did make the marinara sauce later.
I don't think she did. Rihanna. And you know why I'm pronouncing it that way?
I thought it was Rihanna.
Well, one would think that. We talked about being the second ever Daria. Rihanna's the first ever Rihanna. As far as I'm concerned, Rihanna is too young or too old to be named for Rihanna, and she never pronounced the name.
Rihanna is 26.
Nobody was naming their kids after Rihanna.
No.
In 98, 96. So
no,
I think it's Rihanna. We'll never know.
I think you're probably. She go home too?
I hope not, because I want to get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
Save a horse, ride a cowgirl. Anything else on this?
No.
Rihanna? Eliza, 25, marketing manager from Berlin, Germany. They did a little sausage.
What's that movie? It's
Lady and the Tramp.
Lady and the Tramp. They Lady and the Tramp the sausage.
Lady and the Tramp the sausage. Sausage is not something you typically Lady and the Tramp.
Well, she's from Germany, though. It ties in.
Yeah, but it's just not a shape. That you Lady and the Tramp. There's a reason why you don't Lady and the Tramp a chip either, AB. There's certain things you can't Lady and the Tramp. I'd put sausage in that category. Gabby, 30-year-old ICU nurse from Denver.
Crass.
Who wants to sit on his face.
Crass.
Crass.
Crass. And you know, we don't like people being crass.
I like a crass. I miss crass. Elizabeth, 32, real estate advisor, the fake real estate advisor from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. She had the whip.
Yeah.
She was whipping him on the ass. Yep. Crass. Hunter, 28, HR specialist from Charlotte. Appeared to have a boa constrictor, python of some sort. Do you have any information on this snake?
I don't fuck with snakes. I would send her home.
I would too.
Just turn around, hop back in. No, thank you.
Yeah, dead serious.
No, very serious about this. No snakes. That would actually be something I'd tell the producers before. Like, I don't fuck with spiders, snakes, or birds. Don't send any of those things. None of these, it's not a joking matter. I'll leave. I'll walk out. Spiders, snakes,
I'm not laughing because it's just an actual, an accurate, that's a list of things you would actually do that for. Where are we at? Samantha?
Samantha, yeah.
Occupational therapist, 26 years old from San Diego. Rolled up in a clawfoot bathtub like Meredith Marks after Jen Shah got arrested. That's exactly what it was. She had like one leg up too. It's the same thing.
Do you want some of this bubbly personality? I was okay with this. I'm okay with
typically, typically they do bubble. Well, it doesn't veer into crass because typically they do the bubble.
No, there's
you want to blow bubbles together?
That's tasteful bubbles.
Cassidy, 26, executive recruiter from Los Angeles. Little mini car thing. Kids car deal.
I'm okay with this.
And this is what they do now, AB.
Yeah, you get
have someone come up in a toy vehicle, and then the next person arrives in the monster version of that vehicle and crushes the toy.
You just can't be the person showing up in the toy vehicle these days. You have to know you can't. No, no, thank you. I'll just walk out there. I'm not interested in this toy vehicle.
It happened once? Okay, maybe. This time, they did it again? Now you know.
Now everyone
knows.
This is
a rule. You cannot come in the toy vehicle.
Nope.
Because they're playing you if you do that. Anything on Shanae?
She rolls up in the big whip. She's a small town girl. Little car didn't get crushed as much as I expected. I was expecting a monster truck smash of that little car.
Bounce
right over it and leave that other car completely totaled. It really didn't do anything. So disappointing.
Mild overreaction too. People are like, wow, you ruined her entrance. Like, well, the entrance still stands on its own. It still occurred.
The car didn't even, it didn't smash it. That's my thing. If it would have smashed it, maybe, but no, they wrote it later.
She got a little villain music a little bit. They tried to make it, there was nothing here. I don't think Shanae's.
No.
Anything else on the entrances? Before we take a quick break.
Clayton says his wife is in there.
Oh.
Find out who after the break.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Clayton, speech to the group. He's nervous. Small town. you know?
I like that we're going to now run with small town guy.
We have to. Well, more people here than at the fish fry. Can't wait to get to know everybody. And then he spilled a little and gives a toast.
Rim, let me tell you something. If you're giving a speech and someone feels the need to yell, "You're doing great."
Yeah,
you're in trouble. You are absolutely not doing great. Okay? And that's what happened to Clayton here. Someone yelled, "Oh, you're doing great, buddy. Just keep it up."
Yeah.
Keep that, going.
There's no worse thing that can be said to you during a speech.
No.
Cocktail party. Susie the jokester, who, again, I would have sent home immediately. Get some one-on-one time.
Susie looks like Lala from Vanderpump Rules. Mm. Okay?
I don't know who that looks like.
Well, you stopped watching Vanderpump Rules when Lala arrived. She's electric, and this girl looks like her.
Only Lala, second Lala ever. After Lala Anthony. The Lala the VJ from MTV.
Was there a Lala on Flavor of Love?
Oh, almost certainly.
I feel like there was a Lala, so we're talking probably three Lalas.
Anyway, that's who Susie looks like.
That's who Susie looks like. That's all I got to say. Just looks like Lala.
Susie, I'm out of the comfort zone. She'll keep him on his toes, blah, blah, blah. Maybe a little something here. I don't know. It was the first interaction of the night. I did want to mention that he said something about not even 2 months ago, I was in your shoes.
Wow. Oh, did
Which
he say
leads
that?
Leads me to believe that none of them knew who Clayton was.
Oh.
Other than from a headshot.
He said 2 months ago, I was in your shoes.
Yeah. They're cramming the,
that's
cramming
cram,
the filming.
Yeah. Wow. No wonder they had to announce it so early. They had to pick him.
Because they're going to be out in public doing dates while the season was still airing. For the record, if you're new here, no one understands the timelines of how this all goes down less than Rim and AB, and we don't do any investigation into it.
And I'm not going to.
No. So quit asking. I don't know. Hold I don't know why I just even started saying that.
Wait,
but
what's
I say it all the time.
Who is
Saban.
That?
Oh yeah, Nick Saban, Saban at halftime, Nick and Maria Saban. Taylor asked him something about a player who's it was like Jalen Hurts type of thing, and he was like in Tua, and she asked him. He goes, "I'm not talking about it. So quit asking." okay, nothing else there.
No. Susie seems to think the convo went well. I didn't get that.
I thought
that.
Somebody
it
something
fine.
Was there. I don't
seemed
know.
Fine.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Elizabeth brought a 90-year-old photo of her grandma and grandpa. I think
almost
it was her 100 grandma
years old. Great. No, she said great-great-grandfather.
Great-great?
Great-great. That's what she said.
That's...
Don't look at me.
Not doing the math on that. I refuse.
Don't look at me. Hey.
The tie-in was so many things had to happen for them to meet, and that reminded Susie of these two people being on The Bachelor.
When were Polaroids invented?
That wasn't a Polaroid, AB. It was just a photo developed in the old style, in the old, the ancient ways.
1948.
But no kidding, that's pretty early.
Yeah.
Instant?
I don't have that information here.
Well, that's what Polaroids are, right? The instant camera?
Yeah, it's got the instant cameras.
Anyway, she gives it to him. I feel like this is something you don't give the lead. This is too valuable.
Why are you giving it to me?
Because someone in her family was married.
The skepticism we're showing here was proven correct, because this man basically folds it up and puts it into his loose pocket. He stuffed it into his pocket.
This thing's gonna be in shambles.
It already fell out. Imagine a man that size, the size of those pockets, Rim. The next time he sat down to talk to someone, that thing fell out. Unless he realized it's sitting in a couch.
On top of that, the fibers, you simply don't fold a photo of this age.
Of that age? No. Of course not.
Fibers come right apart.
I could tell right away he didn't want this, and he did not care to show it the care that it would take.
The amount of care
it
deserved.
Yeah, the care that it's going to take to keep this intact.
Teddy one-on-one time.
Ooh.
Tells a story about how her and her sister were preparing to get her on the show. And they went through Michelle's... This is how they did that. They didn't watch the episodes and say, ooh, I like his personality. They went through headshots.
They do what we do when we don't know anything. We're looking at the ABC.com/shows/The Bachelor cast. And you click on them and you get a little... There's a little blurb in there, and there's some funny things about them. There's some interest. There's just stuff like that. That's what they did to find their mate.
Oh, that guy smiles and likes puppies. I hope he's the next lead. And what are the odds he became that person?
Yeah.
I like Teddy, AB. She puts him at ease. He's nervous. She doesn't seem to be that nervous.
No,
she's kind of got a bouncing around energy a little bit. She
cool.
seems funny.
She seems cool.
And Clayton likes her too. Tell you what, he goes in for the first kiss of the evening with Teddy.
With everyone watching, he doesn't care who sees. Now, he should care who sees. He should care. But that's what gives him a little Peter vibe. He does not care.
No, this is just... Sometimes you can't help yourself. And they kiss.
Making out a long time.
Come back and forth, and Clayton's going like, I think my wife's in this room, I'm going to propose, and he's talking about Teddy.
Well, what he actually said was, kissing Teddy, I felt on cloud 9, cloud 10 if you can get there. That's what he said.
I don't know the context of what the origin of Cloud Nine is. I mean, to know if that's better or worse, it could be worse.
I don't either, and I'm sure Clayton doesn't.
After that, time for Clayton's physical with the bikini doctor.
It's once everyone sees you kissing him, the seal's been
broken.
Seal's broken. Everyone's going in for a kiss at this point.
They make out.
Yeah.
Anything else on that? Slow-mo make out.
Also in front of everyone. Yeah.
It's a make out couch at this point. Eliza teaches him some German.
Eliza wants to kiss the big dog. This is just what it comes down to. They all saw it. They want to kiss him.
I think Eliza had at least three, maybe five phrases she wanted to teach him. But because of the events previously preceding this interaction, she started with the can we kiss?
Yeah.
Which should have been the finale.
Mm-hmm.
But she says, I gotta get this done. Yeah,
absolutely.
Rapid fire. Melina in the driveway, personal trainer. Snake lady, one-on-one with the python. Mini cars with Cassidy, maybe. They kiss.
Cassidy fell out. Props to Cassidy. She fell out of the car. I ran a back rim. Her knee blasted into that concrete, and she just kept going. Knee blasted. She was underneath the car when it tipped onto the concrete.
Skin or dress covering?
The dress was up. Knee hit concrete. You understand what I'm telling you?
Skin. That's what I'm asking you to confirm. It's skin to concrete.
She probably had a raspberry on her knee there, Rim.
Oh, yeah. That'll fuck your whole night up.
That'll fuck your whole night up. And she just got up, dusted off, and kissed him. That's dedication.
Adrenaline. You're just like, oh, boy.
Clayton from St. Louis reveals that he's a Raiders fan.
He calls them the Oakland Raiders, though.
Well, do you even know where they are now?
Vegas, right?
Yeah. But that's a new thing. That's what he grew up. That's
okay,
what he grew up.
That's fine then. Never mind.
Regardless, it's disgusting. Kurt Warner, disgusted right now. You grew up outside of St. Louis? You were a kid?
That's crazy.
The Rams?
The greatest show on turf? Are you
Juggernaut?
Are you
Rams?
Fucking
Isaac
stupid?
Bruce? Torrey Holt?
Are
Marshall
you
Falk?
Stupid, Clayton?
Yeah, this lost a lot of respect.
I was a Rams fan.
Who wasn't?
Who wasn't a Rams fan? Are you
so
kidding
Claire
me?
So Claire has him do a little tailgate. They play bags in the driveway. No playlist. Bad tailgate.
Bad tailgate.
The Genevieve interruption was a little strange. What did you make of this?
She just walked up, lingered, and eventually it worked. It didn't seem necessary.
she goes, I'll give you guys a minute. She didn't, and then he left.
And she said, when you're done with that sauce, come get some real sauce. I didn't know what the fuck she was talking about there. Now,
well, she meant actual sauce.
She meant actual sauce, I found out later, but in the moment... That's a weird way to say it, especially for saying it to Clayton. He doesn't know either. In the moment, he's like, what the hell is she talking about? Maybe it worked, though.
So he's one-on-one with Genevieve. Meanwhile, Claire returns to the group and declares that Clayton is too nice for her and isn't good enough at cornhole. Quote, I would eat him up and spit him out. She can't be with America's sweetheart, she says. This appalls the group. But Claire just goes on and on about how Clayton's too nice of a guy. I was hoping... You know, Chad Johnson would come up, the bad boy would pick her up in a convertible.
You want to roll with the big dog, the bad boy?
She hops in the convertible and rolls out.
Do you think she was a plant? What's going on here? It's a little over the top.
To be
her
so
disdain
brazen
of,
about it.
Why you hate?
What do you think's going to happen?
She said, I hate him. Why?
She goes, hey, are you going to tell him, Claire? She goes, no. Why would I do that? I'm on this ride.
Fuck
I'm
no.
Here
I'm
to
trying to stay another couple weeks. Are you crazy?
Still want to be here. This is awesome. I just don't like the bleat. That's all.
You tell me, she says it to the group. You tell me none of you dislike him too? That dud? None of you ladies. 30 of you. You tell me no one else? No, she didn't say that.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. Well, it's within the realm of possibility.
You tell me none of you ladies dislike this guy? I find that hard to believe.
I like that someone came on here and was like, nothing there. No. He sucks. We don't get along.
Not for me.
Being honest. To answer your question, do any of you don't like him either? Of course.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, a couple of them.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course. Everyone doesn't like everyone. That's what you need to realize.
Yeah, they're so true.
Everyone doesn't like everyone. You get 30 people, 10 of them aren't going to like them, minimum.
Minimum.
You just hope those are the people that go home first.
Especially in a scenario with this crunched, you know.
Yeah, it's crunched.
Clayton's one-on-one date hadn't aired yet when this started, is my guess.
I would assume the people that do not like him don't even bother talking to him. So those are some of the people that just, you know, bow out. I'm like, you hear that speech, I'm not interested in this fucking guy.
So Serene tells Clayton that Claire hates him, which I thought that was fair. She was being so flagrant about it. Someone had to.
Okay.
She said she hated you. I think you should at least talk to her about that.
I think you got to send this girl home. It's becoming an actual issue. Usually, disrupting. I don't like when people bring up other people, but this was so clear that they were getting sent home immediately.
This was actually, do this before he overhears it directly and really gets his feelings hurt.
Claire was just being so cavalier about it.
Cavalier. We're using great words to describe this, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Nice one. Clayton goes to Claire and says, hey, I heard you don't have any positive feelings towards me whatsoever. This really probably wasn't eventful because they didn't show the rest of it.
No.
He just walked her out and that was that. Then he returns and says, anybody else? Anybody else not want to be here? And my point of clarification is that Claire wanted to be there.
Yeah, she wanted to be there.
She just didn't want to be with you. Just definitely wanted to stick around.
She should have waited until after the first rose and then you just got to tone it down a little bit if you want to be the villain. She could have been the villain.
She could have been. Yeah. No question. And she would have gotten a rose, I believe.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
I think that tailgate was enough.
Mm-hmm.
Genevieve won one time by the fire. Both her parents married a long time, you're obviously destined for a perfect marriage. Not much here, but she seems sweet, and they seem to click a little bit.
He specifically went out of his way to pull her after the whole Claire thing, so that makes me think that he had her on his mind a little bit.
Make anything of the lack of kiss. The Olu and Michelle hug at the end.
This was right after the Claire thing. The kissing chain had stopped at that point.
Well said.
No, I do not.
When we first started watching the show, kisses on night one were rare. So I don't think that is a bad sign for Genevieve necessarily.
Either. Nope.
What'd you make of the conversation with Rachel about the flying? I thought this went poorly. More poorly than they portrayed.
Clayton said, there's someone I really want to talk to. And then he pulls her. And then they're talking about flying. I mean, they were cute together. They were going back and forth a little bit. I was fine with it.
I thought the back and forth was clunky.
You're not going to get smooth back and forth from old small town Clayton. That's not happening. Okay? He's nervous.
Smooth with Teddy. He was smooth
with
Teddy.
That's true.
He was nervous.
That's true.
He was nervous. Wasn't a great interaction.
Well,
you got
to remember, someone just told them they hate him. So now he's wondering who hates him.
Oh, please. Please, in one ear, out the other. 30 of them. Hey, look, I show up in a room with 30 people. We're talking 18 hate me. It's not a big deal. You keep it moving. They did kiss at the end. And if what you said is true about him seeking her out. Then Clayton grabs the first impression rose in front of half the group, walks away without saying anything. Just a little lack of a bedside. What do they call that? Bedside manner?
Bedside manner, yeah.
He can work on that. He can improve. I hope he doesn't.
No, just a wave would help. Hi, ladies. As you're entering the room, always greet.
Pardon me.
Always greet the people in the room.
And he goes and gives the first impression rose to Teddy.
Teddy.
Who kisses him before the delivery occurs.
Yeah.
She was so excited.
Chemistry.
Chemistry.
Chemistry. It's there.
He seems relaxed around her. Keep an eye out for Teddy. Anything else on that?
No, I like Teddy. And I think he likes her too.
The rose ceremony. Got to do the future wife in the room speech.
Sorry I couldn't talk to everybody. Sorry for not talking to everyone's speech.
We only have 12 hours. What do you want me to do? Anything on this bit? I just wrote down how the roses went. I didn't comment on any of the...
No, I didn't think so.
Who's going home?
No.
Who's nervous type of deal. The rose order is as follows. Serene. Susie.
Get the f*** out of here, Larry.
I like how you
Eliza.
Do how you do, Susie. Which is smart ass mouth.
Eliza. Eliza, Rachel,
fuck you, NC, Larry.
Sarah, Kate, Cassidy, Elizabeth, Kira, Shanae, Sierra, Mara. You know, shout out to Mara, because we've had names like that, like four-letter names with two vowels, and I don't know how, you know, if the vowel is long or short. Mara, like marinara, will prevent me from saying Mara at any point. Otherwise, we'd be doing Mara, Mara all season.
Good point. Excellent.
So thank you, Mara.
Mara.
Marlena or Marlena. Who knows? Genevieve, Melina, Gabby, Jill, Lindsay W. with two Ys, Hunter, Tessa.
Do you have the list?
No roses.
Okay, you got it.
Of course. You know me.
Professional.
Daria, Haley.
Daria.
Wikipedia. Haley, Ivana. Ivana with the no speaking intro. Don't speak. Jane, Lindsay D. Rihanna, Samantha. Claire was sent home. And, of course, Sally declined his rose. So that's that.
Sally's got a page here on the Bachelor cast. Let me click on that. Okay. Sally is a real-life Meredith Grey looking for her McDreamy. She's a spine surgery robot operator. Now that's interesting.
What?
Okay. That's interesting. I would like her to be brought back on the show. Spine surgery robot operator. Imagine if they put that instead of previously engaged as her occupation. Now, that is something I'm interested in.
Both are equally interesting.
That's true. That's
true.
That's true.
It is funny to think about the fact that Sally probably had the most screen time of anyone not named Clayton. Any other takeaways from the episode? Stretch this out a little bit.
Good episode.
Jesse Palmer. Going to be good, I think.
I think so, too.
Fits right in. This is right up his alley, obviously.
Were you aware that he's the permanent host? Or did you take this
as...
Okay. So I saw some people commenting that they weren't sure. They didn't know it was a permanent thing with him. But he made it pretty clear during the show, like, I'm the guy now. This is my shit.
Jesse has, you know, high-profile jobs on Good Morning America and whatever and ESPN and that kind of stuff. Like, if you're gonna get Jesse Palmer, you can't, it's not on a trial basis.
Yeah.
You offer him a multi-year contract, I'm sure. And I think it was smart.
Do you think he was the top of their list?
Ooh.
Like, do you think they asked him, or was this something he reached out for? And how many people, like, where do you think he was on their list of potential? He had to
probably
be near the
high.
Top, right?
Who would be higher?
An ex-bachelor. He's on Good Morning America. Is that what you said?
Yeah, he does this stuff.
So, okay, yeah.
He interviews people.
Yeah.
He's a TV, he's a television professional.
And he's associated with the, not recently, but he was The Bachelor. So that's, I mean, you're not going to find someone.
I think that matters. You could have plucked anybody, but former lead makes
you
a huge difference.
You could bring on all the other former leads to be a host, or like Wells, like they were talking about, but those people don't have the resume of hosting a show like this.
Wells was probably number two. I also think Wells is young enough to where if it doesn't work with Jesse, they can just take Wells.
Yeah.
But I also think, I love Wells. Jesse has gravitas and a seriousness about him that Wells does not.
Agree.
Wells has a casual vibe, which we all love. But if they want the host to be like, oh, that's the host, then that's it. So I think it'll be fine. And you'll probably, spoiler alert, you'll probably barely notice him.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
Anything else on this episode before we go to my long-awaited power rankings?
I don't think so.
This is after week one, but they're effectively preseason because that's how little we know about everybody. Number four. Shanae/Rachel? I don't know.
So,
did Shanae get a rose? Yeah, they both got roses. That's pretty good.
So both of them. Shanae/Rachel.
Sure. Yeah.
Rachel's the flight instructor. Shanae is the small town girl.
Yeah, who did the monster truck.
Did the monster truck, yes.
Okay. Number three is Serene, ? I don't think they talked much, but I don't know.
Okay.
I put Genevieve at number two. Oh, Serene also got the first rose.
You like Genevieve too.
I like Genevieve. Yeah, I think him and Genevieve will get along great. I really do.
Yeah.
And Teddy, number one, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
I don't know if Teddy's my winner pick, But right now, she's in the driver's seat.
Generally speaking, the bachelors do not give their first impression rose out to the winner. It's the opposite for Bachelorette, but for Bachelor, I believe this is a kiss of death, actually.
Maybe the case. Before we get to the mailbag question, I want to comment about the Rose League app, which we've been using the last couple seasons and are very pleased with.
Mm-hmm.
We have a group on there. I believe it's just called Rosecast parentheses S26 for this season. It's if you were in the previous season's groups, you're still in this one. It carries over. We're not counting week one scores.
No.
That's how we do it, Susie. So I will talk to them and have those wiped. And then we'll start next week. Sticker for randomly to each winner of the week. There's ties. T-shirt to the season-long winner. The Rose League will include a link to the app to download if you want to play along with us week to week. AB, known to get off to a hot start and then flame out and or forget mid-season to late season / grow frustrated with the sheer number of you who are
cheating.
Just conscienceless cheaters. Unrepentant cheaters. It's a plague. So that's how that usually goes. And I'm never any good. I'm never come even close. So AB, do you have a headline of the week?
Yeah, I got two.
Two headlines of the week?
Two headlines. Bonus. First episode. Two bonus.
Next one will cost you.
Next one will cost you. First one is one of, you know, I fuck with those PowerPoint things where you have to click on and get a spam pop up every time to see the next thing on the list. So this
are you talking
one,
about a slideshow?
Yeah, slideshow type of deal. Slideshow website where it's like,
that's
well,
a
this
racket.
One is eight celebrities who are considered for The Bachelor, Bachelorette. And some revealed why they said no to the gig. This is from Just Jared.
this is an evergreen headline, too. This could apply. And it's probably not true. Go
I'm
ahead.
Not gonna...
I want to hear all eight. I want to hear all eight. Click.
Okay.
Tell us when you click.
I love these. I hate having
these?
To click.
Everybody hates these.
I hate having to click, but I'm always clicking. Okay.
Well, yeah. Well, what's next? I want to know what's next.
I got to start at the front. Ivanka Trump, number one.
Sure.
Offered
okay.
a ton
this
of shows.
This list has lost all credibility.
Including The Bachelor. Okay. Next one. Kim Zolciak? I don't know who this is. Is this a Real Housewife?
Sounds like it.
Kim
Almost
Zolciak?
Almost positive she is. Yeah. Nailed the pronunciation, I think.
I think Ryan Lochte?
Well, he did. Didn't he do like... Or no, he had like Life of Ryan. He didn't
Life
do a
Bachelor. Life of Ryan, yeah. Chrishell Stassi?
Chrishell Strauss from Selling Sunset.
She
well,
they
would
got it
be
spelled wrong here, then.
Great.
Strauss?
That's what I said. Strauss.
No, it's spelled the wrong here then.
Oh.
They have it
well,
spelled
S-T-A-U-S-E. This website is losing credibility by the
yeah,
second.
Yeah, it's not great.
Chrishell would be great. Unfortunately, well, she was with one of those guys at the Oppenheim group, but they broke up, thank goodness. She could do way better than him, in my opinion. Go ahead.
Hold up. It takes a minute when you're clicking because you get a pop-up every click. And
is one of the slides an ad?
Of course, one of the slides in the middle is an ad. Bobby Bones Rim. You into Bobby Bones?
I'm indifferent. Bobby Bones has been on a lot of shows that I've seen randomly.
Oh, really?
It's fine.
What's he been on?
He's on Dancing with the Stars. He was on some.
Oh, he's
a
winner
on
of Dancing
Running
with the
Wild
Stars.
With Bear Grylls.
Oh,
he did
okay.
a Bear Grylls. And that's where you get the whole background. You know,
Property brother Jonathan Scott.
Is that the one that's with Zooey Deschanel?
I know
a shocking amount about these people.
I don't know shit about the Property Brothers. In fact, I didn't know that one of them was with Zooey Deschanel.
Oh, well, the Property Brothers are a racket. One of them's a real estate agent, and the other one is like a repair guy. So they go around and look at homes and with the repair guy, and he's like, oh, yeah, you should. The real estate agent's like, you should buy this one. And the repair guy's like, yeah, and I'll fix it up for you. It's like, like a fucking racket. the whole show is based on that.
Okay. Do you like Love It or List It? That's my shit.
Love It or List It is my show.
Fine.
There are definitely better real estate shows with people who
agree
have better chemistry.
To disagree. The chemistry is on fire between those two.
My real estate show right now is Million Dollar Listing LA, Josh and Josh. Because I would watch Million Dollar Listing LA and be like, I don't like any of the people except for Josh Flagg and Josh Altman, who have a rivalry. they developed over quarantine.
Who are
chemistry?
Two?
Oh man, they got their own show now. It's pretty good. I like that's my shit right now.
Okay. One day we'll do a
real estate reality show
co-host power chemistry power rankings.
I think it's a fabulous idea. Patreon.com/ruminating yeah, or whatever.
Just sign in. It might be there next week.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Only $4 a month, folks. Next one, Charlie Ebersole, ex-boyfriend of Britney Spears and a Hollywood producer. I don't know who that is.
What is this list? This is a horrendous list.
I didn't like the list.
Next up, Kevin Federline.
And that, the worst one, they save the worst for last. Usually they have the best one last. Peter Krause. It's like, number one, that's not even a fucking celebrity without the show. That's just a contestant. That's a terrible list. But I gave
one
you all
of
the names.
Is not like the other.
Yeah. No. Here's my other headline from people.com. Cinnabon celebrates a new season of The Bachelor with special fantasy suite bundle.
That's the best headline I've ever heard in my life.
Your ears perked up to that one.
Yeah. You had me at Cinnabon.
Mine too. I go click. Okay. I don't even need to read this headline. When I saw Cinnabon's fantasy suite bundle, instant click. Okay. Cinnabon.
What is in this bundle? What is in it?
Starting at $15, the Fantasy Suite bundle can be delivered straight to hungry customers' doors through the brand's website
thirsty
or through
customers.
The official Cinnabon app, which I cannot believe I don't have the
download?
Official Cinnabon app.
I don't go to airports. They're basically only in airports, right?
I don't know.
What else? What's in here? $15? I thought we were talking about like a $500.
No, this is like a
gift experience,
let me
Cinnabon
see what
experience.
It is here. Two classic cinnamon rolls in two cinnamon roll flavored cold brew iced coffees, which I bet are fire. I'm very interested. I will pay $15 for that. Okay.
I need a little more creative. I mean, that doesn't seem like a fantasy.
Well, if that didn't
sell
you
something red, it's got to have like red icing or something.
There's nothing red about them.
Yeah. Poorly executed. It's a good idea. They had somebody in there going like, hey, you heard about the Travis Scott deals? We could do fantasy suite stuff. And then he goes, two items, two of each. And they agreed on
just,
that. And that was that.
Just two regular items at the price that they normally are.
Two breakfast items.
I was mostly interested to see Cinnabon's integration into this show moving forward. I think we'll see some Cinnabon ad placements in there.
So you believe this is an official partnership?
I believe it's with People. That article.
Well, People.
So my assumption is, yeah, it's a partnership.
I will absolutely keep an eye on Cinnabon and Bachelor moving forward. Okay. Do you have a mailbag question, AB?
I got nothing. I can't think of anything.
All right. AB couldn't think of a mailbag question. 773-234-7794.
Are you watching the season? But I don't really care. We've already asked that.
Yeah, it's watch it if you don't, you know. Watch it if you want to. Don't watch it if you don't.
We
I'm
need
not gonna,
more
like,
episodes before I come with the question. I got nothing right now.
Here's my question then. I guess, no, because we've even already asked, are you spoiled or why? Or,
yeah. Just do general thoughts. Let's just do general thoughts from the first episode. Did you find it as funny as us?
Sound off.
Sound off. Period.
It's like the old talk it up on the back of the Gazette, Youth Plus. Just sound off.
Sound off. Period.
All right, that's it. Good episode. Off to a good start. I hope he's Peter. If he's not all, it'll just be a regular season. You know, the best we can hope for is that he's Peter. I got no problems with anything.
No
Went
issues
off without
right
a hitch. I would have liked a longer break, not complaining. You know, absence makes heart grow fonder, and this show never fucking goes anywhere. So that's the only kind of tweak I would propose, but it is what it is. All right. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.